The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Baby, on the night you said you would. It's funny things that I remember when I'm feeling good. A dollar in my pocket and a catfish on the line. A song about a simple love that's stronger than the pines. I'm a country boy, I'm a rocking boy. Like a little crown in my Coca-Cola. Say a little prayer for all the soldiers. Fight for the USA.
Seven and then some after the hour.
Seven and change.
That's right. Why not?
And by that, we mean 5 minutes plus seven.
Oh, come on.
Hi,
Jennifer
Ducky.
Horn. How do you do? Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Yahoo! We're here for another day, Thursday, 22nd of May. Michael Jackson is in the news. Levi Strauss is in the news. Teachers are in the news. Mike Francis is in the news. Jennifer Horn, not Wendy Williams. Oh, my heavens. You see, this is really amazing. How much attention is being given to Levi Strauss saying you ought to stop washing your jeans? It's all over the place. All over the place. We even have a poll today at DougStefan.com. How many days do you wear a pair of blue jeans before you wash them?
The maximum is three for me.
Really?
Maximum.
And how many hours a day would you be in those jeans?
It depends, but I wouldn't wear them for 3 8-hour days. I'd probably wear them for like 2 8-hour days and then one like 4-hour day.
Really?
I'm weird like that, though. I don't know. Yeah. I overwash my clothing, probably.
I would think that you are very fastidious about things like that. Yeah. All right, so if you are interested in...
By context clues, I think that means I would take a lot of hair.
I don't want to smell. Yeah. How many days do you wear a pair of blue jeans? Question at DougStefan.com today. Earth-shaking as it is, A, I wash them after each time I wear them. B, I wash them after 2 or 3 days. C, about a week. D, I don't wear blue jeans. Wow. I used to be in that category. I used to not wear jeans. But now, because they... are tailored and tapered, and they help me.
Please. You think you have a nice butt in those jeans. Look at you.
Well, no. I've been told
I've been told. Derriere looks attractive.
Yesterday's poll at DougStefan.com. How far are you traveling this Memorial Day weekend? Let's see how this shook out. 25% said between 100 and 500 miles. 22% of you who responded to the poll at DougStefan.com said we aren't going anywhere. Let's see here. 17% said less than 100 miles. 14% said between 500 and 1,000 miles. 13% over 1,000 miles. 12% when's Memorial Day weekend? Chump, it's this weekend. Whack, whack, whack,
you get extra points, though, if you travel in your blue jeans, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
If you wash them.
If
you
wash
them. Clean blue jeans get extra points.
I always wondered about the ones that were pre-washed, and then I became even more sort of cranky about these things. How much money, I found how much money... Although my two children never did this, there were a lot of people who were their friends. They would buy not only
designer jeans,
pre-washed jeans, but they already had rips in them.
Oh, yeah.
Tears. Okay, Why would you buy a pair of jeans?
On Sunday night, the reason I wasn't here with you Monday, Sunday night, I went to see Tim McGraw in concert in Irvine.
Yeah.
And I have never seen that man without a pair with, like, holes in his jeans. And I was thinking to myself during this concert, I wonder who he has designated on his staff to perfectly rip those things. Because you know he gets them, and then someone rips them before he even puts them on. Like, such a waste of material.
What's the point of that, though? Why did that... How do things like that become in vogue?
It's a style. But I have never worn... Usually, if I have a hole in my jeans, they will be thrown away.
Well, either that or been used for... So that I find, Frank, I've got a pair of Levi's on right now. They last well. Levi jeans.
Sure.
Is it me, or are they really better than most other jeans? This is not an ad for Levi's.
I've never had a pair of Levi's.
Never. Mm-hmm. How did they get to have, and Kenny's going to say, duh, advertising, but how did they get to have this this sort of elite status? What other jeans are there that are around that are as popular as Levi Strauss? Is it their, just the fact they've been around for
a long time?
Don't forget,
Jordache jeans were the style for a long time.
I remember vaguely.
Lucky Jordache. Brand jeans are pretty big right now. I've had a pair of those. You get Gap has some great jeans. Got some of those.
Fall into the Gap. There are a lot
jeans.
Of who's Lee. Oh, Lee. Yeah. That's right too. Yeah, that's another brand name that's pretty spectacular. Here's an email. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com, Jennifer DougStefan.com, Ken at DougStefan.com. This is let's see here, from I think it's from Bob. No. Well, the handle on this is Illuminati 2001. So they didn't sign it. Did I hear correctly? Your co-host, Jennifer, said, just give him pot instead of Valium. Post a picture of a grasshopper eating THC, an organic neurotoxic insecticide.
Would you people stop writing down the stupid stuff I say?
Yeah. Stop paying such close attention to what it is we're doing. So what was the background? What the heck were we talking about?
Because we were talking about the death penalty.
Right.
And how you were saying, well, I can put my cows to sleep. And then I said, well, cows don't know they're going to die, so they don't let, you know. Mm. And so when you think about what they do with an animal, they give them first a tranquilizer shot, and then they give them the old one, too.
Right.
So we were talking about what you could give
them. Yo,
and you had said Valium, and I said, why not just give them some pot? Because that seems to be what everybody's, you know, it's very in vogue now to do.
Right. Don't forget the gloves.
And then you said, give them a brownie.
Sometimes, listen to this guy.
We're cavalier, aren't we?
Sometimes the things I hear make more sense than a pathophilic USA having a Charles Darwin leading a gay parade in the Museum of Natural History. I don't even understand what that means. But anyway, so thank you for paying
smart,
such close attention to all of the pithy things that we have to say. We're here for you and with you. 888-302-3684 reaches us on the phone. Email, I just gave you that. And Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. The police have been at it. I know this is surprising and shocking. The police have been at it in the last 24 hours, and we may have a couple of things from the police blotter that will intrigue you. You may not know. If you haven't been paying close attention to what's going on in this beautiful country of ours, we have it for you here on Good Day. One of the things coming up as Memorial Day brings you the big race. If I'm not mistaken, Valvoline is a sponsor of the Indy 500. Am I right in assuming that? Should I assume that?
Or should I would assume that.
Because they have been all over the place all month talking about their history. If you didn't know, Valvoline introduced motor oil back in 1866, and they've been reinventing it ever since. Great. I use it on my farm. I use it on the tractors and in the trucks. It is something that I feel sometimes you don't get to changing the oil as often as you'd want. We try to change the oil in all our vehicles on the farm at least once a year. Sometimes you get to it, sometimes you don't. This time of year, it ought to be done, but it just everything is now, because everything's growing so fast, the sun is actually out, temperatures are, we're ready to start haying and planting and stuff. So we have to rely on good oil, and that's what Valvoline is, 140 years under your hood.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Advanced Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, and when I started Sam Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. That's why we started Sam Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help small businesses get off the ground. During May, we're contributing 5 cents for every pint of Boston Lager sold, up to $250,000. So enjoy the delicious taste of Boston Lager and help small business owners in America.
See details on specially marked displays and participating locations. Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Drink responsibly.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you buy a quality Serta mattress from Sam's Club, you'll sleep even better knowing you got it for a fantastic price. Act now, because for a limited time, Sam's Club has a special buy on a plush Serta queen set. Just $398 now through Memorial Day. Hurry in while supplies last for one sweet dream of a Serta deal at Sam's Club. Because life is better when you're in the club. Delivery available. See club for details.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Another email from William Evans this time, who sends this to Jen at DougSteffen.com. I'm disabled. Just to hear your voice along with Ken and Doug helps me do life. Thank God you exist. Listening forever. Signed, Bill Evans.
He made my day yesterday.
Oh, very nice. Email is appropriate all the time. Here's the story of that woman. This is sort of like out of the... Cleveland, remember that? It was last year, the three women in Cleveland?
Yeah.
Held captive for how many years? 10, 12 years or
right.
more? So now here's another story just like it. A woman who disappeared as a teenager 10 years ago was reunited with her family after she went to police and told them her mother's ex-boyfriend drugged and kidnapped her 10 years ago, forced her to marry him, and fathered her child.
So disgusting.
Good God.
Ugh. And how do you charge someone with stealing someone's life for 10 years?
How do you get it back? And
how do you ever? You can't.
No.
And it takes a very special person, and it seems like those ladies from Cleveland have done it.
Well, there's a book coming out by one of them.
To get back to start living again.
I don't know, Kenny, whether we can get this lady on or not. I forget which one it is, but I know I saw it over the weekend. One of them has penned a book, and it tells the story, obviously, of what these people went through. The guy said in his defense, I treat her like a queen. Really?
No.
It's just exactly what I want.
Yeah,
I want to be
queens don't get locked into somebody's basement
in
drugs.
Captivity, right, exactly. Anyway.
These people are so out of it.
The fact that he was the boyfriend of the mother is even weirder.
Mm-hmm.
21 after the hour, food for thought on Good Day.
Time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy.
Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. My love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Salt Lake City, Utah has four, count them, one, two, three, four country music radio stations. Those of you who are listening in Salt Lake City, what do you think about that? They have a couple of talk stations, but that's pretty unusual for a city that size to have four country music stations. As long as they're playing this sound, this is the, I guess we'd call this classic country, right?
Yes, Jennifer? Definitely.
Older country. Willie Nelson, come on, Michael, crank it up. On the road again.
Just can't wait,
wait to get on the road again.
The life I love is making.
I find love is making music with my friends. That's why this is sort of talk music. Jennifer, I find
sounds
making.
Story.
I'm talking about you and Kenny and Richie and Roberta, the time that I spend with you every day. Actually, when you get right down to it, I spend more time with you guys than I do anybody else.
I know you've left my life.
Unless you talk about the people that you spend the night with, then that's different.
But then you're sleeping,
day,
of course, right, Doug?
Right, yeah, exactly.
How'd you know? Willie Nelson. Here's a story. This is
Blue.
I'm giving this a little montage. Thank you, Michael. The recently auctioned tour bus that once belonged to Willie Nelson's drummer, Paul English, carried the Willie Nelson crew on tours, getting back on the road again. Austin Restaurant Week founder Taylor Perkins and his entrepreneur business partner, Michael Tashnik, won the auction, went for $80,000. This bus is a 1983 Eagle. I used to be in the bus business. An Eagle, they don't even make them anymore. They used to make them down in Hollingen, Texas, Brownsville, Texas. I'm thinking I would like to have this bus actually myself. They're turning it into a moving museum. Fans will be able to charter the bus, which was called The Scout, and later Me and Paul, after Nelson's 1985 album and song, for concerts and festivals and other events. New owners, one of whom founded Vintage Innovations, a company that restores and rents vintage buses and classic vehicles, claims the bus is in perfect running condition. Proceeds from the rental will benefit Farm Aid, the charity that Nelson has co-founded with Neil Young and John Mellencamp, help out to family farmers. So Pretty good story. Let's get to some of the late night humor on the anniversary of Johnny Carson ending The Tonight Show. The guy who hosts it now is Jimmy Fallon.
A little controversy here. Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak. Have you read this? He's in the news for tweeting that people who believe in global warming are, quote, unpatriotic racists.
Right.
But considering he's been watching a wheel spin around for 30 years, I mean, I'm pretty surprised it wasn't something crazier than that. Like,
I'm going to marry that wheel one day.
Actually, take a look at the full tweet. I now believe that global warming alarmists are unpatriotic, racist, knowingly misleading for their own ends. Okay, people were like, okay, Pat, I'm going to take a C, an R, an A, a Z, and a Y. Because you're crazy, Pat. Take a little breather, buddy.
Your study came out. Online dating profiles. It's a study of online dating profiles. And it says that men have success when they use the phrase physically fit. Yeah. And women have success when they use the phrase, I'm a woman. All you have to do, apparently.
I like those qualifications.
Yeah. Well, they found something in Colorado, archaeologists called a titanosaur. A titanosaur. It's an enormous, it's 100 tons. It's a prehistoric, it's like a dinosaur, but really, really, it's like a super-sized brontosaurus. It's a titanosaur. Weighed 100 tons, 70 stories high. Ladies and gentlemen, here, let me put this in perspective. We, here in New York City, we have rats that size.
Yeah. And who should know better about rats than David Letterman, right? It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer and Kenny at 28 after the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Christie and Ron Reagan. Coming right up, what's your analysis of the student protests that have recently been canceling some commencement addresses?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roof. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah! Woo-hoo!
Let's rock this jungle.
Yeah! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo!
Woo!
Great!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Christie. What do you think about student protests that have been canceling some commencement addresses recently, like that of former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice at Rutgers?
Yeah, generally I agree with that. Timothy Egan just recently had a piece in the New York Times in which he discussed this, and I agreed with his general point that we should be open to different opinions, different points of view. The one mistake I think he made was citing Condoleezza Rice. In that particular case, I think the protesters had a legitimate point because she had been engaged, complicit at least, in criminality when she was in the Bush administration. And so I think that crosses a line.
But you're going to get a debate on criminality because she was never prosecuted. But Ron Christie, what if your school had invited, let's say, Edward Snowden?
Well, I do think he's a traitor. And if I were a student at Haverford, I would not want him there. But on the other hand, you know what? You might actually learn something. You might learn something from someone whose views you diametrically are against, whose foundation, whose core that you have a problem with, and you might walk away from that with a new appreciation from a different perspective. And that's all I wanted from Rutgers and from Haverford College and from Smith, to really just take a different look and a different perspective.
This is your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Reagan and Ron Christie.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Isn't it great to know that the news media is right on top of the Boston Marathon bombing a year ago? I saw something this morning, because I'm in Boston, so I read the Boston Globe and the Herald and whatever other things get posted here. And the headline is, Marathon bombs were sophisticated and difficult to build, taking from the evidence. Why? Am I losing it or what? Why do we, first of all, need to have that reference?
Well, maybe it means he had help.
Had help. The two boys had help? Yeah, you think that's really it, Michael?
Well, if they're sophisticated.
Sophisticated bombs. So that means the bad guys are really bad, right? Why did it take them a year and a month to figure that out? Are they that sophisticated? I think this sounds like a project for Jack Bauer to me. Jennifer, what do you say? Let's send it along, see what could be. Actually, everybody's kind of wondering, not everybody. A lot of people are wondering what the next scenario, because we all know there'll be another 24. Kenny, what's your bet? Chinese bad guys, Russian bad guys, Middle Eastern bad guys again? We got to have some new bad guys for 24.
Well, they usually take something out of the headlines, so it will be...
Yeah,
I think it'll depend on when the next season is going to air. I thought I heard somebody say that they had heard they were looking at Chicago.
Yeah, we did hear that the other day. Exactly. All right. 888-302-3684. The essence of our discussion regarding AT&T and the DirecTV deal, Jennifer and I and Kenny will talk to David Balto in a matter of moments about this. Is this good for you? No, it's not good for you. And the only thing, it's good for AT&T and DirecTV. If you're a customer of AT&T and DirecTV, you'll find it's not good for you at all. Other headlines, the president promising more accountability in the scandals that embroil the Veterans Affairs healthcare system. Nobody knows when. The president was vague as usual. He had a conversation with three of the senior VA officials. A lot of yada yada and not much more.
But he was mad, Dougie.
He's mad as hell.
That's right.
And he's not going to take it anymore. All right, Michael, who's on the phone? I can't seem to make it go on the air. Eddie. Just put him on the air, Michael, for you, for us, will you please?
Yeah.
Eddie, how are you doing?
What's up? I'm fine. How are you?
I think I'm well.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, you're fine. So now that you can be heard, what would you like to be heard saying?
About the jeans. When did the bang-up jeans with the holes, when did it come in vogue?
Yeah,
when did they become in vogue?
Joining us, the story at DougStephan.com today about the CEO of Levi Strauss saying you ought not to wash your jeans. And we have a poll to that effect at DougStephan.com. So what do you think?
Well, in the first place, before 1966, the Levi jeans were the strongest, most durable, heavy-quality Levi. If you had to wear them for a long time and you wanted to wear them for a long time, get Levi. Levi Strauss was a little lighter in gauge. And but anyway, 1966, I got out of the military because I was against the Vietnam War. So I was a 27-year-old freshman in New York City, in the East Village, on St. Mark's Place, and the rich kids who were dropping out, leaving their parents money, so-called, wanted to look poor, would buy the Levi's or any jeans, buy a $300 leather bomber jacket, and take them down in the street, and wet them up with street grime, and pound them with rocks, with bricks, to make them look old.
Isn't that funny? Okay. So that was their style. They wanted to look they didn't want to look rich.
That's right, absolutely. And all the East Coast kids come down. You know how St. Mark's and East Village is back in those days. Junior's Cave, the Electric Circle, all the weirdos were down there. Even the Yamaha Krishna, Hare Krishna people were down there clanging their cymbals. But that was it. They wanted to look poor, so they beat up their clothes.
Wow.
Doesn't sound too smart to me.
But that sounds about right.
Other than that, if you really had to wear them that long, the knees would be the first to go. But the kids would beat them up down on the curb, against the curb, in the gutter water, with a stone or a brick.
Doesn't seem
look old.
It's kind of counterintuitive, isn't it?
But it's true.
I was there.
Yeah.
I was there. I saw it happen.
We believe you, sir. Thank you for sharing your experience. Nice to hear from you.
I don't know how long you've been down here, but I've been listening to you guys for over a year. 6 o'clock a.m. It's 6 o'clock. Well, right now here it's 6:38.
Are you on St. Thomas? Which island are you on?
St. Thomas. No, I'm on St. John, man. You got to come to St. John.
Oh, excuse me.
I want to. I was just in Antigua not too long ago.
No. Well, they have a St. John with an apostrophe S. But,
they do.
Yeah, you come to St. John and just ask all the guys on the boat. Tell them where you can find me. They'll tell you where to find me.
Eddie.
Okay.
Eddie. I'll be looking for Eddie.
You'd be surprised when Doug and I show up one day.
Yeah, you will.
No, I wouldn't be surprised. Eddie Bruce. You guys for Eddie Bruce.
Eddie Bruce. All right.
All right, Eddie.
Take care. I'm listening. Bye.
Yeah. Eddie Bruce.
I love that guy. I want to go there and ask
Lenny
him.
Bruce's brother, no doubt. 888-302-3684, the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Yes, I promised that we would have a focus on this DirecTV deal. Jennifer, your family is in the cable television business, feeding programming to cable channels all over the country.
Yep.
So is there more discussion about this? Are some of your clients suggesting that this is a good deal? This is the biggest of all of them. There have been a lot of Comcast is buying out Time Warner, right?
Comcast is buying out Time Warner.
No loss there. Do you have a better relationship with Comcast than you do Time Warner?
At this point, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
But, but they're also having to divest some, like, 2 million subscribers to Charter. So then Charter's involved in that deal as well.
All right, so what does that mean? Does that mean
that means that to make the deal go through, they had to basically create a deal specifically for Charter to take over 2 million subscribers.
But is Charter, in terms of the largeness of these operators, Charter is at the bottom of the heap, isn't it?
Charter's not at the bottom. It's in the middle. There's still some smaller operators, but this will boost them up again, maybe to make them more competitive with, like, a Cox Communications.
All right, here's some good news. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, if you were worried about the location of the Flight 370, that airplane, you'll be happy to know that the underwater hunt for the plane resumed today.
Oh, thank goodness.
Redeployment of the Bluefin 21 underwater submersible submarine that's going to find it. They're sure of it. So stay tuned for more details or watch CNN because they haven't got much else to talk about over there. All right. Speaking of good news, the weather is improving. This is Memorial Day weekend, unofficial start to the summer season. People going down to the Cape, up to the islands, and they're all over the place, here, there, and everywhere. People are going to get their boats in the water. Woohoo! So are you going swimming? I'm going to get my swimming pool opened up. Warm it up. Summertime, you want to look better. You want to have a strong head of hair, do you not?
Yes.
If you're still losing your hair and it's premature, nothing sadder than seeing a guy in his 20s not have any hair. So here, if you're losing your hair and you can't quite figure it out because it's not because of male pattern baldness, not because your mother's father didn't have any hair, something else is going on, and I'll tell you what's going on. You're using cheap shampoos that plug up the pores, and therefore the hair stops growing because it can't get through that cement-like that coating that's on your pores. So cleanse it with Provia. It works or your money back. 800-525-8319. Order Provia. You'll be with my stack of satisfied customers. Some people have brittle hair, and you'll be able to, because the Provia makes it softer, too. The hair that's coming out, the follicles that are growing, it makes it thicker and softer. So there are three things that happen. Your pores are cleansed, so the hair starts growing. Your hair, as it gets developed, is nice and smooth, easy to manage, and it's thicker. How can you beat it? This is not an expensive product. You can order it now by calling 800-525-8319. Mention Doug Steffen. They'll actually give you the brand new Super Provia Concentrate. Works even faster with better results. 800-525-8319. And if you ask for free shipping, they'll give it to you. 800-525-8319. Provia makes you look better.
He sits for the win. He scores!
Every fan dreams of this moment. But you're not just a fan. No, you're a face paint wearing, foam finger waving fanatic. Driving to every game, you were there. And on the road to victory, we energized your journey. At Exxon and Mobil stations, our quality gasolines help engines run smoother and help improve fuel economy, powering more great moments along the way. Like this one.
We're number one!
Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Go to Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more details.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Memorial Day weekend is here, and if you're thinking of buying a car, go to TrueCar.com. Hey, it's Leah. Last month, over 45,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, and TrueCar users save an average of $3,046 off MSRP. Yes, TrueCar is changing car buying forever. TrueCar helps car buyers get rid of the fear they might have of overpaying. So when you're ready to buy a car, just follow three very easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people pay for the car you're looking at. Then register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. The third step is simple. Just print out that TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better hassle-free car buying experience. Every day, TrueCar.com users receive negotiation-free, guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
15 before the hour, Doug Steffen and the Good Day program with Jennifer and Kenny and I having a conversation with David Balto, who has a lot of experience in government antitrust experience, trial attorney in the antitrust division of the Department of Justice. So is this going to face muster and pass muster. I guess the AT&T DirecTV deal. David, what does this mean to the consumer other than the usual when these people get together and they tell you that they're going to provide you with better, cheaper service? You know they're lying through their teeth. Other than that, what else do we know about this?
Oh, I think this is a deal that consumers can applaud. Look, first of all, if you're a DirecTV consumer, you've got to like this deal because it's been really hard to get broadband access, and now with AT&T, it's going to be easier for you to get broadband.
At what cost, David?
Well, I think, you know, we're going to have to see how the market will bear. You know, the market's a fairly competitive market. But
it is?
You know,
how
right
do you
now,
figure that?
Right now.
My bill for, who do I have in Los Angeles? I have Time Warner.
Mm-hmm.
My bill when I signed up was $147 a month. It's now $224.
That's actually not bad. They got me for double. I signed up for like $150, I think, and then it was $300.
So far, we're not buying your argument, David. Keep going.
Yeah. Well, look, you know, another reason why this transaction is good is because combined, AT&T and DirecTV are going to be able to lower the cost of content. Look, the reason why your cable bills are so high is because they have to pay so much for content. You want the biggest guy at that bargaining table.
So how do you tell the average person who hears that AT&T is spending almost $50 billion to buy DirecTV that there isn't more money than you can possibly count? Why would AT&T spend this kind of dough if there wasn't tremendous profit in it for them?
Well, I think what is there are tremendous efficiencies that are going to lower the cost of the both AT&T and DirecTV's product. Because those markets are competitive, they're going to have to pass on those cost savings to consumers. Look, I spent most of the livelong day going and working for consumers. I'm a public interest antitrust attorney. I wouldn't be supporting this unless I saw at the end of the day consumers are going to benefit from this deal.
Really? All right. So under the circumstances, I should defer to Jennifer, the essence of consumer trends, Netflix, for example, Amazon even says they're getting into this business. So how do they work? How do they coordinate? How do they fit into deals like this?
Well, I think what we're seeing is a real transformation of how the media is being delivered to us. You know, we're getting increasingly used to the fact that we can watch those sports games not only on our TV set, but on our smartphones. That's another reason why this deal is so important, because we're moving to an environment where consumers are going to expect to be able to receive their media in many different ways, and a combined AT&T DirecTV will be poised to create the new products to provide greater access to consumers.
Mm-hmm. Jen?
Yeah, I mean, I guess my question is you mentioned programming costs, David, and I think people want to see their cable bills go down, but at the same time, don't you think creating a monopoly within cable and satellite is also preventing some of the smaller networks from being able to do business?
Well, that's an interesting question, you know, but we really haven't heard a lot from smaller networks complaining about these kinds of consolidations, and both AT&T and the AT&T DirecTV deal and Comcast have committed to rules that really do provide open access that assure that they won't discriminate. Remember, we have this big regulatory regime and this tough regulator at the FCC to make sure that that kind of...
Oh, come on. The FCC, please. Come on. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful. The FCC is obnoxious. The way that they've run things and steamrolled stuff and the way they apply themselves, it's like so much of other government agencies. They push the little people around and they let the big guys get away. I mean, you go back to the 1996 deal that was engineered by Congressman Markey and these other phonies that said that the broadcast, it was something, mass communication, telephone rates are going to be cheaper, you'd have a cheaper television. It was all a ruse. That was what brought us one company owning 1,200 radio stations and bringing radio around to the state that it is today. Nobody believes that stuff, David.
You know, we've got the question you asked me was, you know, won't these smaller networks be discriminated against? And I would have expected if that was going on, we'd hear complaints about that. And we're not really hearing a lot about that. These companies have committed to open access, and there are rules to go and, you know, protect them from this kind of discrimination.
All right, David, thank you. David Balto here with us discussing the merger of AT&T and whoever else I'm monitoring with this week.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting lipid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Somebody thought I was a little tough on that guy. I don't know that I... I don't... It just is not my DNA.
To have like a monopoly. I know. Yeah,
there's nothing good coming out of that at all. And come on. All right, so enough of that. Although that's technology, and that's our focus here. Tech Talk time on Good Day. A lot of different things. I'm noticing a story at DougStefan.com today about eBay... wanting to change your password. They got hacked big time,
yeah.
eBay. Did you see that?
I did.
Yeah.
And I think I even got a notice from them saying, yeah. Hey, you want to log in and change your password.
Yeah. So maybe that's the story. You have been told, and hopefully you'll take advantage of our expertise, our encouragement. Anyway, change your password. They had a big hack. Hackers gained unauthorized access to the database that included eBay customers' names, home addresses, dates of birth, and encrypted passwords. eBay says that their credit card numbers were stored separately, not compromised. Okay, I don't care about the other stuff. As long as they don't get at my... And I'm saying that collectively because I've never bought anything on eBay, and I don't do that sort of thing. But if you do, you perhaps ought to check it out. A lot of information about this as a service at DougStefan.com. Meanwhile, Shelley Palmer is here to talk with you about a way that exercising can help you raise money for your favorite charity. This sounds intriguing. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
As the temperatures rise this grilling season, focus on flavor to take your backyard barbecue to a whole new level. Renowned judge on the barbecue circuit, sauce expert, and Kansas City native Artie Davis says that amping up distinct flavors of grilled food should happen three ways: before, during, and after grilling.
Adding flavor to grilled foods doesn't stop with a marinade. Flavor layering should continue during grilling itself, from wood chips, planks, sauces, or seasonings applied while cooking, and with finishing sauces applied after the food is removed from the heat.
Davis's favorite way to add flavor is with KC Masterpiece, which is celebrating 35 years of delivering authentic barbecue taste with a new limited edition anniversary blend called Kansas City Classic, made with real sugar and rich dark molasses. For recipes and tips from Davis, visit kcmasterpiece.com or track the KC Masterpiece food truck by following at KC Masterpiece on Twitter for free samples of the sauce in select markets.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, what if walking, jogging, or biking around your neighborhood did more good than just getting you into shape? What if exercising also helped you raise money for your favorite charity? Downloading the Charity Miles app, which is available in the App Store and on Google Play, and is sponsored by companies like Timex Sports, Humana, and Lifeway Foods, can help you do just that. When you launch the app, choose a charity you want to help, then press Start. As you exercise, the app tracks your distance and the money you've earned. For every mile you walk or run, you'll earn 25 cents. For every mile you bike, you'll earn 10 cents. After you're done with your workout and accept your sponsorship, the app will send you a note to confirm your good work. Charity Miles believes actions speak louder than words, and it wants you to tell your story through those actions. So next time you decide to head out for a jog, remember to check into Charity Miles first. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Summer is almost here, which means it's time to get out and play. And at the Guitar Center Memorial Day sale, you'll find some of our lowest prices of the year on the best gear throughout the store. And with deals like Toca Djembe drums for only $19, or Squier Stratocaster electric guitars for only $89, or a digital reference mic for just $10, the only question is, where will you play? Guitar Center's Memorial Day sale, now through Monday, in-store and online.
After a brutal winter season, steady economic recovery, and lower gas prices, Americans are ready to hit the roads this weekend. AAA is expecting 36.1 million people to travel away from home this Memorial Day weekend. And there's one thing you can do to help ensure a safer arrival. Listen up as Brian Osich explains.
It's a pretty easy thing to do, and it saved nearly 63,000 lives from 2008 to 2012, wearing a seatbelt. And now, new technology will help keep passengers safer while on the go. GM's James Bell.
Customer safety is on the forefront of everything we do, and that's why we're launching the Belt Assurance System. This system was developed by General Motors and doesn't allow shifting from park until the driver and right front seatbelts are buckled.
The system will start being offered later this year in select fleet vehicles, something Bell hopes will help raise the national seatbelt use rates.
General Motors wants everyone who gets into a vehicle to develop the habit of buckling up. In support of this effort, now through Memorial Day weekend, OnStar is reminding subscribers who press the blue OnStar button for non-emergency requests to remember to stay buckled up.
For more information, go to GM.com. That's 0 to 60 from GM.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.